Hi, is Sandra there?
Yes. Hi, Dr. Wright. It's a pleasure to speak to you. I greatly appreciate all your wealth of knowledge and your willingness to share it with the public.
Well, for sure,
ma'am. In early 2017, I began walking around with pneumonia for about 4 months.
Oy.
It was a misdiagnosis. I ended up with a damaged lobe on my left lung, and to this day, I am drowning in phlegm. After 6 blood tests, my rheumatologist identified that I also have scleroderma, which is a rare form, I understand, of, it's a hyperactive immune system.
Yes, it's an autoimmune disease, ma'am.
Yes, I understand it's fairly rare, and there is not much research done except by Dr. Wenner at the University of Washington. In any
I'm going to have to stop you there. There was a lot of research done years and years ago, and our problem in medicine is we think our ancestors were all dumb, and we don't read that research. Now, the research I have in mind comes from 1950, ma'am. And what they found was that high doses of a B vitamin called para-aminobenzoic acid would significantly soften the skin in scleroderma. It took months, but it did work. I'm sorry I can't remember the name of the researcher right now, but he was at a prominent university. He researched this stuff, and what do you know? It worked. And the next thing you can do if you feel like it is look up para-aminobenzoic acid, which is usually found online under the name, under the all caps, P-A-B-A or PABA. And what you'll find is that the side effects are very, very small. You probably won't find anything about that scleroderma research, but it exists. And what he was having people do is to use a couple of grams of para-aminobenzoic acid twice a day. And what do you know? They no longer had armor-plated skin. They got softer skin. I didn't say it returned to normal. He did not claim that.
Oh, wow. That's a gift.
Yep,
oh, my goodness. And also, doctor, with the phlegm, my hands typically don't work. I can't open doors. I have occupational therapist that works with that, and my feet and hands are always cold due to the lack of circulation. Would the PABA help with that as well? I know it's systemic scleroderma.
Yeah, it's systemic, but even so, PABA helps with that. Now, here's another thing, ma'am. And again, this is neglected research. I even give lectures called Neglected Research, and up goes the name of the author, and here's the summary and all that. That is that there are two substances out there which, for women, have a very good chance of lessening their autoimmune disease dramatically. And there are things that belong in women's bodies. One of them is called estriol. It's the principal anti-carcinogenic, let's underline that, anti-carcinogenic estrogen. But it also was proven, let me tell you about this one, ma'am. I know I go on. But Dr. Nancy Sakotri down at UCLA was working with 6 women who had severe autoimmune disease called multiple sclerosis. And they were so severe that they were in wheelchairs. They could hardly manipulate things with their fingers. They were having a bad time with their multiple sclerosis. One of the tests she did before she started them on estriol, ma'am, was brain scan. And she found that they all had all these lesions in their brains from multiple sclerosis. Okay, she gives them a relatively high but safe dose of estriol. And when she does a brain scan on these ladies, 6 ladies, 4 or 5 months later, ma'am, 75% of those brain lesions are gone. No kidding. I did yell that. It was such an amazing finding, and nobody's followed up on it much at all. So estriol helps reverse autoimmune disease. Next, the stuff that the placenta makes called HCG, that tilts the immune system away from autoimmune disease. There are research papers on that from the 1980s, ma'am. I am not kidding. And you and I both know that when a woman becomes pregnant, if she previously had an autoimmune disease, it frequently goes away during pregnancy. Now, what does the body make a lot of during pregnancy? Well, let's see. The placenta makes a lot of HCG, and the ovaries make a lot of estriol. Duh. When are we going to learn? That's a rhetorical question.
Wow. So, in the final analysis, doctor, then my new regimen should be what?
Your new regimen, and my suggestion, ma'am, and you got to do what you got to do. But I'd get on down and see a Tahoma Clinic physician. We talk about this kind of stuff at doctors' meetings at noon, so we all share our information with each other. And they know, all of us know about the use of HCG, the use of estriol to reverse autoimmune disease, and this TABA stuff. We know about that one too, ma'am. So
wonderful.
So that's what I suggest you think about.
Thank you so much, doctor. They had given me desonide cream, which really doesn't seem to have an impact on the wrinkling around my mouth.
Not a big surprise, ma'am.
Right. Okay. Thank you, Dr. Wright. That's amazing information, and I greatly appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome. And the nice thing is, it's all research-based. It's not something where they can say, oh, you quack doctors over there. Thanks for calling, ma'am.
I just want you to know that my dad, with the help of green medicine, has beat cancer 3 times and has reached the ripe old age of 96.
Yay! So go, Dad.
I greatly appreciate your work and your willingness to share it with the public. Thank you so much, Dr. Wright.
Thank you for calling, ma'am.